Walla Walla.
Kittitas, Washington, home of the Kittitas Coyotes. The Irish girls have guaranteed at least a split in this doubleheader broadcast with their exciting fourth quarter, outscoring the Coyote girls 25-13 to win it 51-35. DeSales boys, if they can pull off the upset here, it would be monumental and heard statewide in the 2B classification. The Kittitas Coyote boys are 15-1, 10-0 in the conference. They are the defending state champions at the 2B level. The Irish boys at 5-5 in the conference, 7-9 overall, are number 4 in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. Irish boys coming off a tough loss to a very good team last night in non-league play at DeSales. Sunnyside Christian, the defending 1B state champions, beat the Irish 65-24. The Irish lost 69-29 to the Coyotes back on January 6th. I was debating with myself on who the better team was. I decided that the Sunnyside Christian Knights were the better team. Very good offense. Every player on their team moving in unison, both offensively and defensively, at every position, just faster than the DeSales boys at every turn. The Coyotes, they're a very good team as well, obviously, with the 15-1 record. They have the best player in the state, possibly at any level, in Brock Rave, who's a verbal commit to Gonzaga University. Brock is a junior. He had 37 points and 19 assists last night in a win on the road at Liberty Christian, where the Coyotes put the beat down on the river. Third place team in our league, Liberty Christian, beat them 103-56. A high school basketball game where you play 8-minute quarters. That's 32 minutes. In college, you play 40. So in 32 minutes, the Coyotes scored 103 points. They are the real deal. I think the Sunnyside Christian team is a better team overall, but sometimes the best player might trump the best team. It'd be neat to see those two teams play. The bad news for the Irish, they have to compete against both those teams on back-to-back nights. All they can do is embrace the challenge, and I'm just hoping the Irish compete better tonight on the road against Sunnyside than they did at home, against Kittitas tonight, than they were just outmanned from start to finish by Sunnyside last night in the 65-24 loss. Hopefully the guys will be motivated by the Lady Irish upset in the first game, and they can stay with the defending 2B state champion Coyotes on the road. The Irish boys warming up to my left in the forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold trim. The Coyotes, the home standing team, in the white uniforms with the maroon numbers and Kittitas across the front, trimmed in black. Now warming up to my right, Rave just elevated, missed the 17-footer in warm-ups. Hopefully he'll do that in this ball game once the game gets started. So the Irish boys under head coach Nick Hazeltine and former John Lesko, they're watching the Coyotes warm up to my right. The boys have already played two games against the Coyotes today. They have so many players out for basketball, and they have four gymnasiums on their campus. So the Irish were able to bring up a C-squad team. They beat the Coyotes. The JV game was close as well. So that every game has been competitive. Three games in the books. Two sub-varsity boys games. We split those. We won the girls game in exciting fashion at the varsity level. The Irish boys will try to compete for four quarters against the Coyotes. We'll take a closer look at the two teams' rosters and how they've played recently when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought.
Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we've quickly worked through the boys' warm-up, trying to come on down off the high of that girls' upset win. Last four games for the Coyotes. They beat Waba on the 13th of January, 74-45. Beat Mapton, 90-31 on the 17th. Last Saturday, beat the winless Dayton Bulldogs, 83-13. And then last night in Richland, the third-place team in the conference, Liberty Christian, did not, no chance. The Coyotes, 103. Liberty Christian, 56. Brock Rabe, 37 points, 19 assists. So he had a hand in 75 of their points, either scoring on them or assisting. Mason Landeck, a 5'10 freshman, had 33 points in the ball game. All Coyotes in that one. Hopefully a little bit of a letdown. The Irish can find a way to stay with them. There's... Not sure if you heard the public address announcer. Brock Rave broke a career points record by a man from Kittitas who held the record for 55 years. A man named Beck, whose jersey is encased next to the scoreboard to my left. So Brock Rave, just a junior, has broke the record. He's going to receive a plaque. He's standing at half court. He is a special, special player. So his teammates are presenting him with an autographed basketball, standing ovation from the Coyote fans, and a plaque. So Brock Rave, a junior, excellence in high school sports. And it's right there at half court. 1,800 and something is his point total, breaking a record at Kittitas that lasted for 55 years. What a player. And it's a pleasure to watch him play. And hopefully the Irish can compete with the Coyotes tonight. And they're smiling broadly with a team picture. They've got orange basketballs, little hand-sized basketballs all autographed. The Coyotes, defending state champions, and only one senior on their, one senior who actually plays on their roster. They're quite a program. The Sales boys just trying to find a way to build some momentum heading towards the district tournament. The Irish boys, a rough night last night at home versus Sunnyside Christian, losing 65 to 24. On Tuesday, the Irish got a nice win in conference play at home against Wava, 73-47. Last weekend, losing 59-42 to Tri-City Prep and 59-53 to Liberty Christian. So the Irish have lost three of their last four. And they'll try to build some confidence, win or lose in this game, going against the defending state champion Coyotes. In this contest, the Irish will finish up with Dayton at home, Mapton on the road, and White Swan at home. White Swan is the team that is closest to them in the fourth place in the standings. Wava has four conference wins and seven losses. The Irish are 5-5, but DeSales has beaten Wava in both games this year. White Swan is at 3-6 heading into this weekend's play. They played Mapton last night, but I did not get a final score on that game. White Swan is the Irish's biggest threat for a top four finish in the conference. The Sales, win or lose, try to build some confidence heading into the final week of the league season. Starters for the ball game for the Coyotes: Bailey Gibson, a 6-foot junior who did not play the first time these teams met. Mason Landeck, the 5'10 freshman who had 33 against Liberty Christian last night, will start. He had 8 the last time these teams played. Connor Brown, the 6'5 senior, will start. Martin Areola, a 5'11 junior, will start. And, of course, Brock Rave, the 6'1 junior. For the Irish, Juan Montero, the 5'9 senior, will start. Joel Rodriguez, the 5'9 senior, will start. Those two quick seniors out front will try to put enough pressure on Brock Rave to hold him down. The Irish defensively have done a good job on the Coyotes the last couple years. They held them to 69 points. I say that because, like I said, they scored 103 last night. So the Irish defense hasn't been a huge issue. It's been the offense, because the Coyotes also play defense well. Matt Baumgart, 6-foot senior, will start. Fisher Miedema, the 6'2 senior who did not play the first, actually he did play the first time these teams met. And Connor Leahy, the 5'10 junior, will start. The Coyotes win the tip. They get to Rave, to Landeck, to Areola, to Rave, to Gibson, to Landeck. And Landeck hits a 12-footer on the baseline. So all five Coyotes touch the ball, and they score on their first possession. They'll play a 1-3-1 zone, same defense the girls played. There's a skip pass to Matt Baumgart, out of bounds. Juan Montero just threw it right at his feet, and Nick Hazeltine is fired up. And Juan Montero threw the pass right at the shins of Matt Baumgart, and then I've coached Juan for 4 years. He's a very passionate player. Nick Hazeltine said something. Juan said something back, and he is out of the game. Zach Mahan, the freshman, in. Irish down 2-0. Got to coach him up. They get to Rave. Drives, gets it to Landeck. Misses shot. Freshman gets his own rebound. Kick out to Gibson. To Rave in the corner for three. He's got it. The Coyotes up 5-0. Leahy now will run things from the point. Gets it right wing now to Rodriguez. Back to Leahy at the top of the circle at the half court area. To Rodriguez. To Leahy. Leahy penetrate, kick out to Mahan. Mahan for three. Off the iron back. Won't go. Rebound. Fisher Miedema has it ripped away by Areola. Now to Rave. In the right corner now, Gibson. Now to Rave. Left corner to Landeck. Three on the way. Off the back iron, bounces around, still won't go. Rebound tip. Gibson chases down the loose ball. Gibson drives in the lane. 6-foot junior kicks it out to Areola. Bounce past the lane to Landeck. In the corner to Gibson. Three from the left corner. In and out. Rebound. Landeck. Landeck's put back. Won't go. Rebound by Gibson. Or checks that. Check that. Brown. Brown shot won't go. He gets it to Areola, who misses. Finally, Baumgart with the rebound. He tries to bounce it up court on a bounce pass to Rodriguez, and it's kicked out of bounds by the Coyotes. Quick ball movement, several missed shots, several offensive rebounds. The Irish survive. Juan Montero's back in the game. Message received, I'm sure. Juan is a classy kid. He just got a trouble. He's got a little trouble with the lip every once in a while. They get inside to meet him. He has it blocked out of there by Connor Brown. The 6'5 senior blocks clean medium shot. Ahead to Gibson. Irish down 5-0. 6 minutes to go. Just underway first quarter. Rabay cross courts it to Areola. Up top to Gibson. Gibson on the drive. Kick out to Areola. In the left corner to Brown. To Areola. Swing it over to Gibson. Irish playing a matchup type zone. Gibson at the right elbow. Kick out to Areola. Areola has his pass tipped out of bounds by Leahy. With 7 on the shot clock. Nice defensive set for the Irish. The Sales competing hard. It's an intense field of the ball game. The Coyotes are up 5-0. Areola. Inbound to Rave. A deep 3 over Montero. He's got it. Just a step back crossover 3 from deep on the right wing. That was beyond NBA range. That is Brock Rave. 8-0 Coyotes. There, you cannot defend that shot unless you're about 6'8". Leahy from the corner. Shot won't go. Rebound tip. Montero's got it. Find some room inside. He's fouled. Going up with a shot. So DeSales will have a chance to score here with 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Juan Montero fouled by the Coyotes. Brock Rave, first foul of the game. Juan's free throw off the mark. Irish down 8-0. Good job. The Barato twins getting a lot of high fives as they come up to sit with their parents. What an effort in that girls' game. Juan hits the second free throw, 8-1. Rave into front court. Montero hunkers down against him. Cross court pass left wing to Gibson. Gibson in the corner. No, low to Areola. Now in the corner to Rave. To Areola, back to Landek. Landek, the freshman, drives, kick out to Rave. Over to Areola. Pass to Gibson. Gibson takes a long jumper, won't go. Rebound, Brown inside. The 6'5 senior kicks it out to Rave. Rave fires a 3, won't go. Follows the shot, gets a rebound, gets it to Brown at the foul line. Brown will pull up from 8 feet inside and score it. Timeout the Sales, down 10-1. 4:47 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We lost our hookup for a moment, and the Irish do not score. They stop the Coyotes the other way, and now the Irish back into front court. They get to Baumgart at the foul line area. Shot won't go. Rebound. Fisher Miedema out battles the Coyotes. Duties double team kicks it out to Jake Wiley, who's checked in. Cross court pass to Montero, knocked away by Rave, and out of bounds. Brock Rave tried to get the official to point the Coyotes' direction. The carom went to his dad, who's the coach, Tim Rave. He's entertaining to watch during a game. They find Montero in the middle of the lane. He puts a little five-footer up and scores it. So the Irish getting some encouragement from the coaching staff. They've stopped the Coyotes in their last two possessions, and they've cut the lead to 10-3. Just want to compete. Down low to Brown. Brown goes up strong, can't hit the shot, but he's fouled by Fisher Miedema. You cannot give the guy that low, the ball that low on the block. And Fisher asking the official, what did I do? So Fisher's first foul. First foul of the game on the Irish. 3:40 to go first quarter. Brown hits the first free throw. The 6'5 senior, he's a space eater inside. He had 6 points the last time these teams played. He's already scored three. And the second free throw bounces off. Rebound tip controlled by Fisher Miedema. Now to Montero. Up court to Baumgart. Matt spins in the lane, and he's called for traveling as he tried to force it down low against the freshman Landeck. Matt's had some big games this year, but he's just been off his game lately. Did a 27-point effort one night, I can't remember, against two. The Irish, only 29 points the last time they played the Coyotes. No Irish player scored more than 4 points. There's a shot missed, rebound Wiley, and he's fouled as Areola went after the loose ball. Nice rebound by Jake. Now the Coyotes will show full court pressure. Yeah, Juan Montero with 4 points. Fisher Miedema had five to lead the Irish last time. So the Sails got to find a way to score. They're down 11-3. There's a pass near half court. Baumgart's got it. He goes all the way in, misses the lane in and out, gets his own rebound. He'll spin to the hoop and shoot it up again, in and out, stays out. Rebound Fisher Miedema, kick out to Baumgart. And, boy, Matt, what happened there? Matt was near half court. Rave went for a steal on a pass for Matt. Matt drove all the way to the basket, missed the lane in traffic, got his rebound, missed it in traffic. Now Matt frustrated. He runs right through Brock Rave. And they just kind of collided, but they're going to call the foul on Matt Baumgart. Matt's playing hard. He's just not getting anything out of the effort. 11-3 Coyotes. The Sales has settled down after being down 10-0 early, or 8-0, I think it was. Linehan is in the game for the Coyotes. He's a 6'3 sophomore, Cole Linehan. They get the Landeck wide open at the foul line. He turns and shoots it. He looked around. Nobody guarded him. It's just like a free throw for the freshman. 2:28 to go first quarter. Irish down 13-3. Rodriguez on the left wing to Miedema. Up top to Baumgart. Baumgart pass down low to Montero. In the traffic inside, Juan puts it up and in. Well, Juan got a little talking to after the first possession of the game. He scored all five of DeSales' points as he scores down low. Landeck blows by Miedema. Can't hit the shot. Rebound. Linehan beats Miedema to the ball and scores it. Linehan, the 6'3 sophomore, got it away from Fisher Miedema. Irish down 15-5. Juan Montero at the top of the key between the circles. Left wing pass to Rodriguez. Inside, wide open. Baumgart, he lays it in with the left hand. Irish man-to-man, the set working well. Baumgart finishes with the left hand. Irish down 15-7. They're within 8 points here in the first quarter. Up top to Gibson. The Sales competing hard. Landeck swings it to Ariel. Outside to Rave. He hits a three. Rave is a momentum buster. And now Baumgart steps across the line. And that's a turnover. So Matt Baumgart inbounding against full court pressure. He went to pass it, decided not to, but his foot went across the line into the court, and that's a turnover. Rave with the ball out front. They leave him. He dumps it to Leon Linehan, who lays it in, and he's fouled. Tough sequence for the Irish. They give up a three to Rave, a two to Linehan after the turnover. Zach Mahan is checked in. It's Baumgart, Wiley, Montero, Rodriguez, and Zach Mahan. Linehan will complete the three-point play. He's got 5 points since coming in for the Coyotes. Four different players have scored. They lead it 21-7. It was 11-5. 15-7. And just like that, it's 21-7. Rodriguez drives to the basket, scoop to the hoop with the left hand, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Rodriguez ends up with it. Pass up top to Zach Mahan. He'll fire the three off the front iron, won't go. Rebound Rave. He immediately pushes it. Full court pass to Landeck. Tipped by Wiley, but right to Landeck. Back to Rave. Three from the right corner. He's got it. Brock Rave. Four first quarter threes. 24-7 Coyotes and 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Baumgart spins in on Rave and scores it. And Matt Baumgart will talk about that play for a long time. Yeah, Rave, he plays for the Zags, but I took him to the hole and turnaround jumpered on him. Baumgart rising to the challenge, 24-9. You've got to embrace the fact that you're playing this team, the defending state champions with one of the best players in the state, Brock Rave. Irish stop the Coyotes. Ball goes out of bounds. The Coyotes, Irish will inbound against full court pressure from the Coyotes. They inbound it to Montero. Hudson is checked in for the Coyotes. As the Coyotes have three starters, Rave, Gibson, and Landeck on the floor along with Winahan and Hudson. Mahan up top of it. Irish can play for one shot here, down 24-9. Trying to stay within reach and make the Coyotes work. Baumgart will fire deep three off the back iron at the buzzer. Well, they executed. Nick Hazeltine says, all right. The sales down 24-9 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Northwest Catholic Men's Conference is the last weekend in February at the Pendleton Convention Center. It's for fathers and sons ages 15 and up. The conference features talks, devotions, fraternity, adoration, plus time for confessions and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Registration details are online at nwcmg.com. That's nwcmg.com. For more information, call St. Mary's Parish at 276-3615. Become the man you were called to be. Attend the Northwest Catholic Men's Conference the last weekend in February. The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The Coyotes, 24 first quarter points. The Irish score 9. And I was looking through my score sheet, and Caleb Harris, who wears double zero, he's a 6'2 junior, had 15 points when these teams played in early January. And I have two stars by his name. I think other than Rave, he's their best player, but has not played yet. He's in uniform. Baumgart drives right to left and lays it in. Matt Baumgart competing. He's got 6 points. 24-11 Coyotes. 7:40 to go in the first half. Rave, right wing pass to Gibson. Rodriguez, Montero, Baumgart, Fisher, Miedemann, Zach Mahan to start the second quarter. Hudson kicks it to Gibson. Gibson to Landeck. Landeck down low to Linehan. He gets inside on Fisher, Miedemann, shoots it off the bottom of the backboard. Hoping for a foul, didn't get it. Fisher Miedemann did a nice job forcing Linehan underneath the backboard. And then he tried to reverse his lane, shot it off the bottom of the board. Now Montero will give it off to Baumgart. Rave is on Baumgart. Baumgart's got to make Rave work to get to Montero. He splits through the defense, ball strip, gets it back, takes a shot, won't go, rebound Gibson. Now Rave with it. Rave in open court. Pass left corner to Hudson. To Landeck. Landeck for three, in and out. Rebound tipped around. Fisher Miedemann has got a heat strip by Rave. Loose ball picked up by Hudson. Hudson kicks out to Landeck. Landeck to Linehan on the baseline. Now he'll get it to Hudson on the drive. Kicks to Landeck. They are very conscious of passing the ball. A lot of players touch it every possession. Rave's got it now. Step back three. He hits it. Rave's fifth three-pointer of the game. He's got 15 points, 27-11 Coyotes. You just got to keep competing and realize that that guy is better than anybody at your level in the state. Rodriguez on the drive, shot won't go. Rave with the rebound, full court pass to Gibson, who lays it in behind the Irish. Tim Nick Hazeltine says timeout. Irish down 29-11. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, as a coach sitting close to the Irish bench area, I like what I'm seeing. They're very intense, are the Irish. They're trying to compete that's hard to compete with Brock Rave, the 6'1 junior. He just elevates from deep, deep, deep on a crossover step-back dribble, and he hits the three like clockwork. And he's got 15 of their 29 points. The Irish down 29-11. Zach Mahan on the right wing gets it to Rodriguez. He drives hard to the back. His basket shot won't go. Long rebound. Throw ahead to Gibson. He tries to save it, but right to Montero. Juan will race the other way. Now he'll slow it down. Nick Hazeltine coaching hard. Thought Rodriguez got fouled on the last possession. So did I. The Sales competing against the man-to-man defense. Matt Needham has checked in after the timeout. 6'3 sophomore. With it now is Mahan. 16-footer. He's got it. Mahan comes off the screen and hits the shot. The Sales down 29-13. You just got to do what you do with great effort and find a way to stay close, make them work for them. I told them on the bus right before we got off, make sure they know we're out there all game long. Gibson deep on the right wing, backing up between the circles now over to Hudson. Hudson to Rave on the right wing. Rodriguez trying to stay with him. He strips him. Rodriguez with the steal against Rave. Now they double team him. He gets it to Mahan. They got 4-on-3 to Leahy on the right wing. Leahy throws up a tough shot against Linehan. Won't go. Matt Meadham with the rebound out to Rodriguez. 3 on the way. It's short. It's an air ball. Well, a nice. You got to pick your victories where you can. Rodriguez stripped Linehan. He'll talk about that later, too. They got the ball. They got a break, but Connor Leahy couldn't finish in traffic, and then the Irish got the offensive board, and Joel Little wasn't set to shoot an air ball three. Now Hudson with it. Hudson drives baseline, cut off on the baseline, gets it to Linehan. Linehan to Landeck. Outside to Gibson. Gibson passing the corner to Landeck. Landeck for three off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Gibson. Nobody blocked him out, and he's fouled on the drive to the basket by Matt Miedema. Everybody's got to get a body on every one of the white-shirted Coyotes every possession. It is physical, which is fun to watch. And now Brock Rave politicking with the officials a little bit about, hey, this is what they're doing to me. Gibson hits the free throw. He's got 3 points. The Coyotes are 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The Sales only being outscored 6-4 here in the second quarter. But they trail 30-13. Gibson's second free throw is also good. He did not play the first time these teams met. Dante Maieri's checked in. Fisher Meadham has checked back in as well. They get into Baumgart. Baumgart, Montero, Leahy, Fisher Meadham, and Dante Maieri on the court for Nick Hazeltine after those free throws. Up top to Montero. He'll shoot the three over Gibson. He's got it. Juan Montero, a catch-and-shoot three. Irish down 31-16. 15-point Coyote lead. That's the lead they had after 8 minutes. It's an even second quarter right now. Gibson on the right wing to Rave. Cross-court pass to Hudson. Down low to Linehan. Back to Hudson. Hudson from the corner. He's got it. Justin Hudson, the 5'10 sophomore off their bench, hits the three. That's the 6th three-point field goal for the Coyotes. 5 of them by Rave. Maieri, left wing pass to Baumgart. He loses it, bounces off his forehead. Rave's got it. Baumgart shadowing him, lets him go, and Rave misses the shot. Matt Baumgart, I think Rave was expecting the hard foul and didn't get it. So Matt Baumgart deked him there. Just let him go, and he missed it. Now up top to Baumgart the other way. He fires a three, won't go. Rebound Linehan. Linehan outlets it to Rave. Rave is human. He's had the ball stolen for him, and he's missed the lay-in. Hudson, swing it to Gibson. Gibson for three, left corner. He's got it. They've got a lot of offensive weapons. 7 points for Gibson all in this quarter, 37-16. Coyotes lead is up to 21. They've scored the last 6. Maieri up high with the ball. Now we've got a whistle away from the ball, and Fisher Miedema has turned his ankle a little bit. And it's going to be a foul on Matt Baumgart. Matt has been very physical all game long. So have the Coyotes. And Matt got caught with a moving screen down low. That's Matt's second foul. 5th on the Irish. Coyotes have committed just 2 fouls. Fisher's going to get to the locker room under his own power or just walk it off in the hallway as Jake Wiley checks in. Connor Brown, the 6'5 senior, checks in for the Coyotes as they see Miedema go out. Brown, Very solid, fundamental post player. Now they get the ball to Landeck, to Ariola, who's checked back into Hudson. Hudson's shot won't go. Rebound put back by Rave. He's got 17, 39-6, and he elevated, caught it, and shot it back in from straight away from about 3 feet without coming down to the ground. Rodriguez on the right wing with it. To Leahy in the right corner. Three on the way out the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Rave. We've got a whistle and a foul on Wiley now as the Sales physical play catching up with him a little bit. That is six fouls on the Irish. And now Hudson will inbound to Rave. Tim Rave, the Coyote coach, near half court, setting his offense. Irish down 39-16. Rave on the drive, puts it up and in. That was the get out of Brock's way and let him drive. That was the play. 7 points in the quarter, 19 for the game for the Coyotes. They lead it 41-16. In the right corner is Wiley. He shoots a three. He hits it. Jake Wiley gets the bucket, the second three of the game for the Irish. Are down 41-19. Rave, left corner, left wing pass heads, and back to Rave, all the way out by half court. Baumgart shadowing him. Irish playing a little 2-3 zone, matchup zone look. They get in the corner to Landeck. Landeck losing his balance, throws it off the shin of Rodriguez and out of bounds. Landeck thought he got fouled. That Landeck name might sound familiar to you. They were at Tenasket last year. We played them twice. We played them at district and state regionals. Their father was their coach, and he was in the news a lot. Had a criminal record, suspended for some games for verbally assaulting and threatening a middle school teacher in Tenasket. And lo and behold, the Landex have showed up in Kittitas. And they pass it around the horn and get it to Rave, who hits a three over Baumgart. Rave, 22 points, 44-19. Well, they scored 103 against Liberty Christian last night. They're probably trying to break the century mark against the Irish, make it two nights in a row. 57 seconds to go, first half. Mahan for a deep three, he hits it. The Irish down 44-22 now. Ariola between the circles, now to Rave. Rave on Baumgart. They're going at each other. I like it. Hudson now with it in the corner. Take a shot. Won't go. Rebound. Matt Baumgart. Baumgart. Rave tries to steal it from him. He picks up the dribble. Gets it to Mahan. Mahan. Back to Baumgart. Now the Coyotes will settle into a zone defense. 25 seconds to go in the half. 21 on the shot clock. So the Irish can play for one shot. That's what Nick Hazeltine wants. Try to manage the game. Compete on every possession. Rodriguez dribbles near half court. Now Landeck comes on. They get it to Baumgart. Baumgart looking for a screen. Bounce pass to Matt Miedema. Matt on the drive. Kick out to Mahan. Three on the way. Off the back iron with 2 seconds. Landeck throws it full court. Nice execution for DeSales. You got to hand it to the Irish. They are competing hard with one of the top teams in the 2B level. The Kittitas Coyotes, but the Irish are down 44-22 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
Plumbing problems can bring your life to a standstill until they're fixed. So who do you call? The same people you trust to care for your home's heating and cooling systems. Total Comfort Solutions. Hi, Terry Hall here. I'd like to let you know we now offer complete plumbing services for your home. So what will it take for you to give us a try? How's $49 off any plumbing service or repair sound? Give us a call. Total Comfort Solutions, 509-525-4868, or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit UnionBulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at UnionBulletin.com. That's Union-Bulletin.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales boys knew they'd be up against it tonight. It's been a very entertaining game for a fan. I mean, our guys are competing hard, but they're down 44-22. It was 11-7, I think, midway through the first quarter, and then Brock Revay just kind of took over. He had a couple threes, if I recall, and the Coyotes went on a 13-2 run to end the first quarter, outscoring the Irish in the first 8 minutes, 24-9. And then in the second quarter, the Irish competing well, but the Coyotes go to Brock Revay when the Irish seem to have any kind of momentum, as they end up outscoring the Irish 20-13 in the second quarter. The Irish score 22 first-half points. Brock Revay has 22 points. We'll take a look at the schedule of upcoming games, talk a little bit more about that girls' upset win in the first half of this doubleheader, in case you weren't with us, and set the stage for Catholic Schools Week, which starts tomorrow. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Win a couple $100 gift cards this month, one for you and one for your favorite local charity in the Harvest Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code, and to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441, and we'll text it right back to you. That's right, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441, and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Irish girls got a win in the first half of this doubleheader broadcast. The Irish boys down 44-22, but we're guaranteed a split. The Lady Irish coming in with a 2-8 conference record. The Kittitas Coyotes at 5-5 in the conference. Coming off a win were the Coyotes on Friday night at Liberty Christian, 41-23. Team that's tied with the Lady Irish coming into tonight's action for sixth place, the final slot in the conference where you qualify for district tournament play. And the Irish girls pull off the upset on the road. They were behind 16-15 at the half, led 26-22 going into the fourth quarter. And then the Lady Irish outscore the Coyotes 25-13 in the final 8 minutes. Kenna Barato scored 15 of her 25 points in that decisive fourth quarter. The Irish hit 8 of 10 free throws. All five of the players who played in the fourth quarter scored and contributed in that final 8 minutes. And Tim Duncan, I've been able to witness virtually every one of his games he's coached in his 23-year career, and I've rarely seen him as excited and coaching as hard as he did. He joined me in the post game of that girls' game and said it ranks in the top 10 of all the wins he's ever been involved with at DeSales. The girls have faced a lot of adversity. There's been illness. There's been injury. There have been suspensions. The girls got 30 points put on them in the fourth quarter at Tri-City Prep last Friday. But the Irish girls persevering and the smiles on their face were priceless as they win it 51-35, and they now are solidly in position to get to the district tournament. They just got to win one more game to guarantee it, one of their last three. Speaking of the schedule of games, next week, the final week of the regular season, Dayton comes to DeSales on Tuesday. Girls tip off at 6. The teams travel to Mapton on Friday for a 6 o'clock girls tip off. And then the Irish boys and girls close out the regular season at home against White Swan senior night next Saturday. Catholic Schools Week starts tomorrow. The Lady Irish set the tone tonight with that upset win. The mother-son brunch tomorrow at 8:30 Mass at Assumption. Boys in grades 6 through 12 encouraged to bring their grandmothers, their mothers, and special friends to Mass at 8:30 in the morning at Assumption, followed by a brunch. And the guest speaker, Scott Wolfram, Superior Court Judge for Walla Walla County. And all of his children are graduates of the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. And then during the week, Assumption School is sponsoring a food and baby items drive Monday through Friday. We'd love you to participate and contribute to that along with our students. We also have a Virtues Assembly on Monday at Assumption at 8:15. Wednesday is a big day. All school Mass, K through 12 students at Assumption at 8:30. Please join us for that. And then the talent show. You cannot purchase entertainment like the talent show at any price. It's at DeSales at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, bake sale at Assumption during lunch period, 10:55 to 11:45. The proceeds go to Catholic Charities. Holy Hour of Adoration and Prayer for Walla Walla Catholic Schools at St. Francis Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. And then Friday concludes the food drive. The basketball team travels to Mapton. And Saturday, father-daughter bowling at the Bowlaway at 9 a.m. Girls in grades 6 through 12, bring your dads and bowl. And then basketball versus White Swan Saturday night, senior night. That's about going to do it for halftime information. We'll come back with individual stats. The Irish down 44-22. Second half action when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex. And I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Kittitas Band ends the halftime with the fight song. The individual scoring, Coyotes lead it with 44 points, 3 for Justin Hudson, 3 for Connor Brown, 5 for Cole Linehan, 4 for Mason Landuck. He had 33 last night against Liberty Christian. 5 for Cole Linehan. I said that. Bailey Gibson has 7. And, of course, Brock Rave, 22 points. For the Irish, Juan Montero has 8. Matt Baumgart has 6. Zach Mahan has 5. And Jake Wiley hit a 3. Irish have not been able to get it in the low post very effectively to Fisher Miedema. His first attempt was blocked, and they haven't really got it to him since. They get it to Gibson on the first shot of the third quarter. Won't go. Rebound, Matt Baumgart. Matt Baumgart to Joel Rodriguez. I really like the way the Irish boys are competing. They're just up against an extremely talented Coyote team, 15-1 on the season, defending state champions. Their only loss to Zilla, who was the 1A state champion last year. Rodriguez gets all the way to the rim on the drive but misses a shot. You got to finish everything. Rave gets the rebound, goes coast to coast. He collides with Miedema and Baumgart. And Tim Revay is mouthing off to Matt Baumgart. Matt's keeping his mouth shut. Now he's talking to the official. So Matt Baumgart's going to get called for the foul. Revay was going coast to coast, and Revay says Matt put a knee into his thigh. You know what? He's a high school basketball player. He's not he's a very good player, and it wasn't a dirty play. It was a foul, and that was the coach letting the dad in him come out. Matt Baumgart just playing physical basketball. Revay misses the first free throw, hits the second one. Little chippy. I like it. Like I said, let them know you're out there. 45-22, Coyotes with the lead. Leahy to Baumgart. Baumgart drives baseline, kicks it out top to Leahy. Can't catch it clean. Now he'll drive against Revay. Puts up a shot, partially blocked. Revay with the rebound. Stripped by Fisher Miedema, and Fisher lays it in. Fisher Miedema steals it from Brock Revay. It's 45-24. All right, you got to find the small victories in a game like this, and the Irish have had a couple of them here. Missed free throw by Revay after his dad was chipping at a player, which isn't very sportsmanlike. And then Fisher stripped Revay and laid it in. 45-24 Coyotes. Right wing to Landeck. Landeck on the drive. Elevates in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Ariello's got it. Gets it to Brown. Brown, a little hook shot. He scores it. The 6'5 senior, very sound in there. 47-24 Coyotes. Montero at the half-court line gets it out to meet him on the left wing. Pass down low to Baumgart. Triple teamed in there. He's fouled by Brown. Good job by the Irish running their offensive set. Brown grabbed him right by the arm, and he'll make him earn it. And the Irish will set up. Matt Baumgart will shoot two free throws. Matt hits the first one. I like the don't back down attitude the Irish are having. Baumgart hits both free throws. Matt's got eight. Irish down 47-26. Revay brings it into front court. It's a screen from Landeck out front, now in the corner to Gibson. Swing it over to Landeck. Left corner, Ariola. Back to Landeck. Landeck with Rodriguez on him. He spins into the lane. Thumbs it to Brown. Brown goes up strong and comes down with it, and he traveled. Not sure. Brown just didn't have a plan as Fisher Miedema challenged him, and Brown went up, came down with the ball. So the Irish, a chance to score a couple baskets in a row here. Montero on the drive, goes up with a shot blocked by Brown, controlled by Gibson. Nice job by Brown coming back from maybe a somewhat embarrassing play. Revay elevates from the right elbow and scores it. The Coyotes up 49-26 now. Outscored the Irish 5-4 here in the third quarter. That 15-point lead in the first quarter, and now they're just kind of building on it. The Irish trying to hang in here. Baumgart on the drive, jump stop in lane, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Revay with the rebound. He wants to push it the other way. Gets in the front court, gets by Baumgart, scores. He's fouled. I don't know where that foul came from because both the sales players just got out of his way, and they're going to call it on Rodriguez. It's Brock Revay. He must have been fouled. 51-26 Coyotes. Very talented player. Doesn't need any help. Of course, I was a long ways away from that and a little bit biased. He misses a free throw. Rebound Fisher Miedema. 51-26 Coyotes. Montero brings it into front court. Pass on the left wing right to Revay. Lazy pass. Revay's got it. Rodriguez comes up behind him and knocks it out of bounds. Brock Revay sizing up a two-on-one break. Rodriguez hustled back into the action and knocked it out of bounds. Great hustle by Joel. Landeck gets it to Revay. Pass down low, knocked out of bounds by Leahy. The Sales continues to compete defensively against the Coyotes. They put up 103 points against Liberty Christian last night. They have 51 right now here in this game. Pass up top to Landeck. Landeck, eight-footer in the lane now. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Fisher Miedema has got it. Fisher, shadowed by Revay, gets it to Baumgart. Baumgart will bring it into front court. Very slow pace third quarter, actually, compared to the first half. In the right corner to Baumgart. Irish have been outscored 7-4 in the quarter. halfway through the quarter, but of course the Coyotes can score quickly. Montero's shot won't go. Fisher meet him up, powers up with the offensive rebound and puts it back in. Irish down 51-28. But a 23-point Coyote advantage. Rave out front, Montero and Rodriguez hem him in between the circles. He gives it off to Areola. Now Gibson with the ball. We got a whistle away from the ball. A foul's going to be called. And I think it's going to be a push-off foul on the Fisher Miedema. Trying to knock a cutter for the Coyotes off his game. No, that's actually on Joel Rodriguez, his second. Miedema checks out. Wiley comes in. Zach Mahan comes in for Joel Rodriguez. So Baumgart, Montero, Mahan, Wiley, and Leahy on the floor. Rave elevates. Shot won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Wiley. Gets it to Montero. Rave slows him down. Now Juan's by him. Juan will go all the way in. Go right by Brown. Missed the shot, though. Brown with the rebound. Juan just used his speed to get by him. And then the other way, Rave. A long bounce pass to Landeck for a left-handed lay-in. Rave, of course, the eyes go to him deep on the right wing. He just skipped a bounce pass right across the key to a streaking Landeck. Nice assist from Brock Rave. He had 19 assists and 37 points in their 103-56 win over Liberty Christian last night. Pretty play. 53-28 Coyotes. Pass inside, knocked away, intended for Baumgart, but Leahy gets the loose ball. Now pass up top to Mahan. Now on the baseline to Wiley. 17-footer. He's got it. Jake Wiley's got five. The Irish down 53-30. Now Areola will get it to Rave. Rave staring down Montero and Baumgart as he comes across the timeline. They get over to Landet. Now in the corner to Gibson. Irish playing straight man-to-man right now. Actually, a little box and one action as Baumgart is shadowing Rave. He got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And a holding call on Connor Leahy. The Irish have committed 10 fouls in this game. Kittitas has been whistled for just four. Rave finds Landick, and Lane kicks out to Areola. Landick gets it back. Now back to Areola. He fires a three out the back iron and in. Wow, that went up so high. If there would have been some baskets have the bracing, the cable that comes down from the top, it would have hit the cable, but it went straight up and then down in. I got a whistle and a foul away from the ball on the Coyotes. Well, the officials calling it both ways, at least in that sequence, but Areola's three-pointer, his first basket of the game. Baumgart's going to get a much-deserved break as he comes out. And Matt Miedema checks in. Irish inbound it. The foul was on Areola, his second. Wiley with it deep on the right wing. Irish down 56-30. Up top it goes to Lee. Now to Matt Miedema. They'll sag off him. Now Rave comes out on Matt Miedema. Pass left wing goes to Montero. Montero, one dribble, gets it to Mahan. Three on the way, right wing. He's got it. Zach Mahan, catch and shoot three. The Irish down 56-33. Compete, compete, compete. Irish being outscored just 12-11 in this third quarter. Rave backing it out in front of the cheerleaders deep in the right wing. Gets it to Areola at the foul line. Now to Gibson, who backs it out in the corner. Kick in the corner to Harris. Harris did not play in the first half. He's in the game now. The 6'2 junior gives it back to Gibson. To Areola. Areola fires a three out the back. Iron won't go. Rebound Brown on the baseline. And timeout by Tim Rave. Nice timeout by the Kittitas coaches. Brown was about to fall out of bounds. He saves the possession with the timeout. 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 56-33. Kittitas with the ball. And we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Back out of there. I know what he's thinking. We're back live. 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 56-33. Got an opportunity to get a break there and let you hear from some of our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible, especially these long road trips. Just shy of a three-hour drive up here to Kittitas, but due to some generosity from some great benefactors in our Walla Walla Catholic School family, and I'm guessing some of them are listening. I don't know who they are, but thank you, thank you, thank you for supplying the buses that we're able to take to these long road trips. They inbound it to Harris. Harris hits a three, and Tim Ravey, the coach, pumps his fist. They run the play he drew up, and they lead it 59-33 now with inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Up top it goes to Matt Miedema. Looking inside, nobody open. Brown on him. Up top to Mahan. Mahan fires a three out there. I'm going to go. Follows his own shot. Gets a rebound. Goes up strong. Puts it up. Won't go in traffic. Rebound tip. Mahan gets it again. Gets it to Leahy. Leahy for three. In and out. Stays out. Brown with the rebound. Wiley with the push foul in the back. Zach Mahan, what a sequence. Shot the three, followed his shot, got the rebound. Actually, Jake Wiley was in his way, kind of battling for it. And he got it back, put up a tough shot, wouldn't go, and he kept battling. But Wiley picks up his second foul. That's now five on the Irish here in the second half. Now the Coyotes can play for one shot, leading 59-33. Late in the third to Hudson. Hudson loses the ball off his heel. Matt Miedema has got it. Ahead to Leahy. To Montero. Lobs it down low on the baseline to Wiley. Bounce pass to Leahy at the foul line. Down low to Matt Miedema. Goes up strong. Shot won't go. Rebound Brown with 3 seconds to go. Ravey's got it. Half court shot. Off the iron. He is fun to watch. He got himself right to the middle and put it up solid, but it didn't go. DeSales down 59-33. 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Hey Walla Walla, this is Megan from Walt's Place. Our family started Walt's Place in 2016 on 2nd Street next to Jakey's Flowers. As a down-home American diner, there's nothing else quite like Walt's Place in these parts. Simply put, we love cooking great food for you at a reasonable price. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Walt's Place offers some of the most delicious breakfast and lunch specials available in these parts. I'd like to invite you to come home for a great meal to Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales outscored 15-11 in that third quarter. Start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Joel Rodriguez will fire a three. It goes off the back iron and over the backboard. The first time these teams met, Kittitas won it 69-29. The Sales already has 33 points. The Coyotes won't let the foot off the gas. Brock Ravey, a very talented player, 1,800 points in his career. He was recognized before the game, breaking the record. And we've got another whistle away from the ball. And it's on Matt Miedema. The Irish have been very physical. Miedema's second foul, that's six on the Irish. The Coyotes, offensively, they can fill it up. 103 last night against Liberty Christian. In their last four games, 74, 90, 83, and 103. There's a shot from the corner by Ravey off the inbound, and he hits it. Ravey's first three of the second half, he has 30. Baumgart the other way, scooped to the hoop through the defense, and he scores it. Matt Baumgart's got 10 to lead the Irish. 62-35, 7 minutes to go. Ravey to Gibson to Hudson. Hudson on the drive, bounce pass for Brown, knocked away. Brown gets it back now to Ravey to Gibson. Open three for Gibson, he's got it. Great ball movement by the Coyotes. Gibson has 10. The second player in double figures now for the Coyotes. 65-35, Kittitas. Fisher Miedema forces it inside, stolen by Gibson. Fisher, got to throw a bounce pass if you're going to try that. Hudson on the right baseline, gets by Leahy. Cut off now up top to Gibson. Gibson dribbles left elbow, down line, kicking the corner to Harris. Left-handed three on the way, it's short. Rebound, Joel Rodriguez. Joel wants to push it. Three Coyotes back, pass left wing to Baumgart trailer pass to meet him off his hand to Leahy to Rodriguez. Back to Fisher, who lays it in. Nice ball movement by the Irish. 65-37 Coyotes. Fisher's got six all in the second half. 6:14 to go. Irish down by 28 points. Hudson left open from three. He'll hit it. Three three-pointers in this quarter. All of their points from beyond the arc for the Coyotes in the final stanza. Trying to build that total up. They're up 68-37. Baumgart in the lane. Stripped by Rave. Gets it back. Finds Miedema down low. Backing in on Brown. Brown blocks the shot. Controls it. The long arm 6'5 senior. Nice job. Quickly ahead to Harris. Who lays it in. That's a crowd pleaser for the Coyotes. And now Rave with the steal. Rave gets it to Hudson. To get Gibson in the corner. Up top to Hudson again. Fires a three. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Matt Miedema. And then he knocks it off. No, he missed. They say he missed Harris. Well, the Coyote fans have seen a lot of great ball from this team, and they just saw a nice sequence there. Brown with the block shot, the fast break, then the steal by Rave, 70-37. The Coyotes can get it going in a hurry. Down low to Brown. Brown fouled hard by Juan Montero. Tim Rave working the officials. Well, I'm going to editorialize a little bit. When you're up by, what are you, up by 33 points with 5 minutes to go, it's a physical game. I never want anybody to get hurt, but you might, I don't know. Some coaches have different philosophies. Brown hits the first one. Brown hits the second one. The Coyotes starting to pull away even more. They've outscored the Irish 13-4 in the final 8 minutes. Got a whistle the other way on the drive by the Irish to the basket. A blocking foul call before the shot. Dante Maieri has checked in for the Irish. Fisher meet him. Jake Wiley's also in the ballgame. Irish inbound it. The foul was on Hudson, his first. Maieri on the left wing with a pass inside to Wiley. Wide open. Now he traveled. Dante hit him right in stride coming off the screen, but Jake got caught in between steps and traveled. And now Coach Rave is going to take some of his starters out. Well, actually, only one. Linehan checks in. Harris, who usually starts, I don't know why he only played. They've got so many good players, he can't start all five of them, I guess. But Harris did not play the whole first half. So it's Landeck, Rave and Ariola, three stars. They get inside to Linehan. He scores and he's fouled. Let's see if they count the basket. The foul's on Wiley. And the shot, apparently it didn't go in. I guess my eyes are playing tricks on me at the other end. So Jake picks up the foul. That's his fourth. Linehan misses the first free throw. He's got 5 points. Kittitas up 72-37. Now 73-37. 4:50 to go. Rave, Harris, Ariola, Landeck, and Linehan. To be truth be told, Kittitas probably has about 9 guys who might be the best player on any of the other teams or one of the best. Wiley hits a three on the left wing. Irish down 73-40. Long shot by Rave. He's got it. Brock Rave. Crossover dribble. Stiff arm to the Juan Montero. But then hit the three. Rave's something. 33 points. Down low to Wiley. He's stripped. Loose ball. Rave's got it. And then Wiley collides with him heading the other way. And that's going to be 5 fouls on Jake Wiley. And that will send Brock Rave to the free throw line. 76-40. Coyotes up by 36 points with 4:10 to go. Jake Wiley hit the three, but now he fouls out with 4:10 to go in the game. And 8 points. Rave will shoot the front end of a 1-1 here. Ariola checks out, and Christian Mata, the 6'2 junior, comes in for the first time for Tim Rave as he's starting to filter in some of his lesser-used players. Rave hits the first free throw. Brock now with 34 points. Second free throw also good. He was only 1 for 3 in the first half from the line. Zach Mahan has checked in. Mahan, Montero, Rodriguez, Maieri, and Matt Baumgart on the floor for DeSales. 2 starters and 3 reserves. Montero up top with Landeck on. Swing it to Rodriguez. He has it knocked away by Rebe. Harris picks up the loose ball. Rebe's got it back. Has it tipped away. Gets it right back, and he's called for traveling. Nice job by Juan Montero. Right up in the mush of Rebe, who tried to throw a full court pass and knew he couldn't, so he tried to, I don't know what he tried to do. He tried to tip it to himself, and that's traveling. So nice job by Juan Montero forcing the turnover against an excellent player. Mahan on the right wing. Up top to Montero. Back to Mahan. He'll fire the three over Mata, and he scores it. Zach Mahan's third three of the game. He's got 11. Irish down 78-43. Harris on the right baseline. Drives. Dumps it off to Linehan. He powers it up. He can't hit it, but he's fouled by Maieri. Dante got caught flat-footed there, and Linehan went right at him. Dante's first foul. Cole Linehan, 6'3 sophomore, has 6 points. He'll shoot 2 at the line here. He's 2 for 3 at the charity stripe. Misses the first one. 3:24 to go. The Sales will fall to 5-6 in the conference. With 3 league games left, they're solidly in fourth place. White Swan could catch them. They play each other the last game of the regular season. DeSales already owns a win over White Swan, so that's good for the Irish. Linehan hits the second one, 79-43. Mahan on the right wing, Landeck on him. Now to Rodriguez, to Maieri in the lane. Kicks it out to Bobby Holtzinger, who's checked in. 3 on the way, won't go. Mata with the rebound. Outlet to Rebe. He'll stay out there. Rebe dumps it to Linehan. Linehan has his shot blocked by Matt Miedema. Mata gets a loose ball to Rebe to Harris. Harris on the drive, dumps it to Mata and out of bounds. Well, the Coyotes just trying to show off a little bit. So Rebe and Landeck, 2 starters still out there. Harris, who typically starts for them, is in the game. Did not play in the first half along with Linehan and Mata. They get in the lane to Maieri. Kick out to Mahan. 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped, controlled by Harris. Harris up the sideline to Rebe. Rebe on the run, goes by Maieri, kick in the corner to Landeck. 3 on the way, got it. Mason Landeck's got 9 points. The Irish have done a good job on him. He had 33 last night against Liberty Christian when they scored 103 points. You get it to Maieri, he turns and shoots from 14 and scores it. Dante was wide open at the in the lane a moment ago and kicked it out. That time Dante put a nice soft 14-footer up and hit it. We've got a timeout on the floor. 2:21 to go in the game. Irish down 82-45. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys! You make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We got to find a way to get a Soton back on the schedule because I'm missing Fazari's. That ad makes me hungry every time. There's a steal inside by Joel Rodriguez after the Coyotes brought it up court after the timeout. Now to Bobby Holtzinger in the front court. To Maieri at the left elbow. Now they're right on him and they strip him. Mata ahead to Landeck. Landeck with Rodriguez on him misses a lay-in. Follow up by Linehan. Cole Linehan's got 9. The Coyotes up 84-45. Inside 2 minutes to go in the game. Rebe is now out of the game after that timeout. Rodriguez a set shot. 3 out there and won't go. Rebound Mata. Landeck the only starter on the floor for the Coyotes. The freshman gets it in the front court to Linehan. Another player for the Coyotes, number 24, who I do not have on my score sheet. We'll have to find out who he is listening to this PA announcer. Mata misses a shot, rebound Hudson. Hudson will back it out, get it to Landeck. Landeck will shoot the open 3. It's off the back iron, won't go. Mahan tied up with Linehan. Linehan gets it away from him. Ball's loose in the corner off of the Coyotes. We'll listen to who the... Gabe Locke, not on the roster. So they take Landeck out. So Tim Rebay, with 1:14 to go, has all reserves in the ballgame. I did not get that kid's name. There, I don't know. Number 24. Shot missed by Mahan. Rebound battle. Myeri ends up with it. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Coyotes. Good strong rebound by Dante Myeri. Hudson's second foul. In the right corner to Rodriguez. Up top to Mahan. Or to Myeri. Now Mahan with it. Mata right on him. Double teaming him. And Mata fouls him. First foul on Christian Mata. Well, the Coyotes girls game, they had a player with a 24 jersey that I did not have on the roster. Now the Coyote boys have one. They dump it inside to Myeri on the inbound. It's tipped away from him. 24 has got it. He'll head the other way. Pass it to Mata. Mata tries to save it from going out of bounds. Can't do it. 84-45. And the bus driver is going out to get the bus warmed up. As the Irish will head home with a loss, but competed. Mahan for three. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped away from Myeri, controlled by Linehan. I like the way Cole Linehan plays for them. 6'3 sophomore. 30 seconds left. The game clock and the shot clock are nearly synced up. Coach Revay directing the offense. 84-45 Coyotes. Up top it goes to Harris, to Linehan, to Mata. Mata dribbles it off his leg. Goes to Joel Rodriguez. Rodriguez ahead to Matt Miedema, too far ahead of him out of bounds. Matt had gotten behind the defense. Joel threw it high. Matt could have maybe gone up for it, but wasn't quite ready for the pace of the pass and the height of the pass. So now Hudson will walk it into front court. The Coyotes shaking hands. They get the win, 84-45. I like the way our guys competed. Hats off to the Coyotes. They are a very good ball team. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys knew they were up against it. Two nights in a row, they play a defending state champion. They lost last night to Sunnyside Christian at home, 65-24, in a game where, from start to finish, the Irish were out-hustled, out-played in every area of the game. Tonight, facing the 2B defending state champion, Kittitas Coyotes, with a 15-1 record, the Irish found themselves down 11-7 early in the first quarter, but the Coyotes got it going. Brock Revay hit four first-quarter threes. They outscored the Irish 24-9 in the first quarter, a 15-point advantage. and just kept building on it. The Sales competing very hard. The first time these teams met, the Irish scored just 29 points. Tonight, they score 45. But the Coyotes keep building on the lead. They outscore the Irish 20-13 in the second quarter for a commanding 44-22 halftime lead. Brock Rave for the Coyotes had 22 halftime points to match the 22 for the Irish. The Sales outscored 15-11 in a very competitive quarter. Then the Coyotes pour it on before putting in the reserves in the final minute and a half. They put up 25 points in the final 8 minutes, their biggest quarter of the game, outscoring the Irish 25-12 to blow it open and win it 84-45. The Sales boys fall to 5-6 in the conference, 7-10 on the season. The Coyotes improved to 11-0 in the conference, 16-1 on the year. We'll be back with individual totals and look at the schedule of games next week, the final game of EWAC play, when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Did you know that Grocery Outlet has great everyday prices on farm-fresh eggs and milk? Grocery Outlet carries a variety of eggs, including organic and brown eggs, at great savings. Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Quality products at amazing prices. That's Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla
Doyle
Walla.
Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final time at Kittitas. The Irish boys lose 84-45. For Kittitas scoring, Coach Tim Rave got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players in the ballgame. 3 points for Martin Areola, 5 points for Caleb Harris, 6 for Justin Hudson, 7 for Connor Brown, 9 each for Mason Landeck and Cole Linhan. Landeck, the 5'10 freshman, had 33 points last night when they scored 103 on a Liberty Christian. So the Irish held the freshman down to just 9. Bailey Gibson had 10 and Brock Rave. 35 points, 12 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter, and 11 more in the fourth quarter, as he is obviously the real deal. Verbally committed to Gonzaga University over the summer between his sophomore and junior year, and this one senior that plays any significant amount of time for the Coyotes, Connor Brown, their 6'5 senior center. The Coyotes, an impressive group, win it 84-45. The Sales, Coach Hazeltine's got to be pleased with the effort of his guys. I thought they played with intensity throughout. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players get in the game. 6 of them score. 2 for Dante Maieri. 6 for Fisher Miedema. 8 for Juan Montero. Joe Rodriguez did not score. I thought maybe I made a mistake. That's a tough break for the Irish. And then 2 players in double figures. Matt Baumgart with 10 and Zach Mahan, 11 points. The 5'11 freshman played in all 4 quarters, scored in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, hit 3 3-point field goals. And so he's a Dairy Queen player of the game. And I'm also going to give one to Matt Baumgart. He's close to my heart. He's my nephew. He's a senior. He's an all-state football player, and he competed. He scored in every quarter. He got after Brock Rabay as best he could and even got the attention of the head coach, Tim Rabay, a little bit. So Matt Baumgart up in the mush of the Coyotes as much as he could all game long. And so we'll go co-Dairy Queen players of the game, Zach Mahan and Matt Baumgart in a losing effort. The Irish just 3 of 4 from the free throw line. They only went to the line 4 times. The Coyotes went 16 times, hit 11 of them. Well, that's about going to wrap up the broadcast. If you weren't with us for the girls' game, it was an exciting, satisfying ball game. The Lady Irish, who lost to Kittitas 48-31 at the Sales, the girls did not score in the 4th quarter of that game. The Sales girls come up here, short 2 starters, and play just 6 girls in the game. They outscore the Coyotes 25-13 in the 4th quarter to upset the Coyotes 51-35. The Lady Irish just about have secured a district tournament spot with that win. The Dairy Queen players of the game in that one, the Barato twins. Holly Barato with 7 points and a great hustling effort for the 5'5 sophomore and her 5'5 sophomore twin sister, Kenna Barato. 25 points, including unofficially 7 of 8 from the free throw line. So great effort by both squads. We actually get a split overall as well. Our C squad boys beat Kittitas. Our JV boys lost a close game. The Irish girls win, and the Irish boys lose 84-45. Catholic Schools Week is upon us. Mother-son brunch kicks it off tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. And then we have that all-school mass on Wednesday at 8:30 and the talent show Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. We have 3 basketball games sprinkled into the week as well. Dayton is at the Sales on Tuesday, 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls. The teams travel to Mapton on Friday at 6 o'clock, and the regular season ends a week from tonight. White Swan coming to the Irish Gym. It'll be senior night and the wrap-up of Catholic Schools Week. Hope you can be there in person at the home games and on the radio for all 3 of them. Mike Spees, yours truly, inviting you to listen. And with that, we're going to wrap things up from Kittitas. Thank you to all of our awesome sponsors who bring these broadcasts to you. Please patronize their businesses. Great job back at the studio by the owner of Two Arts Communications, Rob Fazzari, subbing in for Mark tonight. Rob did an awesome job. My 9th class of 80 classmate. Fun to visit with him during the breaks. And with that, we'll say God bless and send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.